Welcome to the I Am Power Hour, soul stretching success with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
We're the Soul Stretching Sisters, here to remind you that you are a star with a hit song to sing as you create greater.
Aspire higher, live a whole lot larger, as we'll share stories, have a few laughs,
maybe even some aha moments, as we help you feel more motivated,
spark your spirit,
and unleash your powered up,
pumped up,
I am possibilities.
The soul stretch version, of course.
So get ready to have some fun as we help you build up some serious spiritual muscle and
accelerate to an abundant life, that life you deserve.
Let's roll with the I Am Power Hour.
Yeah, boy. I'm ready. You ready, Terry?
I'm ready.
All right, let's roll. Let's roll. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Yeah, this is the I Am Power Hour with me, Dr. Pat, and right here, my co-host, right?
Terry J. Walker.
There we go. Today, we're going to talk about 2020 and what this means. So part of what Terry is talking about is I can see clearly now. And I'm going to give a shout out to Benny. Benny, find that Break the Snooze Button clip, if you could, that we played a couple of shows ago. That's Mission Impossible, right? But I'm going to ask Benny to do it. Maybe Nate could find it for him and pop it over. But we're talking about today what it means, not just to see clearly, but you got to be doing something different in your life, right? I mean, this is where we all get to take a look at stuff, but differently. And one of the things is that, how do we own it? How do we own it, right? You got to own it. You know, I have a couple of friends and they're like athletes, right? Some of them are still athletes. Some of them were previous athletes. And, you know, I come from a softball background. Benny's played a little softball too. But Benny and I also have other sports we play. Benny throws darts. I play ping pong. But here's the thing I want to say. I don't care what you do. There's an element of it. Like this show. Like you creating what you're creating, right? Soul stretch and success.
Yes.
Creating the model for that. You gotta own it. And what I mean by own it, and that's what today's show is about. You got to own every part of it. The good, the bad, the ugly, and the ridiculous. You got to own it. And I think this is the missing link for a lot of people, Terry, right? Because we can create cool things or we could step out, but you got to own it.
Exactly. And
talk about that for a minute, because this show in particular is about something you've created, an entire coaching platform about break your snooze button habit for good, right?
For good.
For good.
For good. Crush good. That sucker.
Bam.
Bam.
Oh my God. Do you know, I cannot. Every morning when my alarm thing goes off, I got to tell you that this works.
Yes.
Because ever since we created this, when my thing goes off, I have a choice. I could either dismiss the alarm because now it's digital, or I can hit the snooze part. Mm-hmm. I don't do that anymore. And I'm thinking, whoa. How did that even happen? But, you know, there's a part of it I want you to talk about. There's metaphorically breaking the snooze button habit means something, but realistically, doesn't it mean something even greater?
Absolutely, it does. I mean, this is how we, you know, realistically, that's how we start our day. You know, we have a choice. We can either hit the snooze button 2, 3, 4, 5 times. We can set the alarm clock across the room and have to make ourselves to where we have to get up and go turn it off. Or we can lay there and just let it go till it turns itself off. But how do you, I mean, or as you're starting to do, since we started talking about this, you dismiss it immediately and up you go.
Yeah.
That's how we start our day. That's how we start every day. And, you know, Zig Ziglar once said, habits start slowly and they begin to grow within you. And then before you know it, the habit has you. So with the snooze button effect, is you can either continue to push it and walk through life, be running behind, sit on the couch, do nothing, run behind all the time and be aggravated, stressed out, always in a hurry, all of those things, or you can crush that habit and start to integrate new, better, more productive habits to create the life that you want. And that is what soul stretching is all about. It's work. Nobody said it was going to be easy, but it's work to help you be able to identify those snooze button habits, learn to crush them and get rid of them for good, and replace them with more effective soul stretching success habits. You know, the singers, and for example, Jake Hoot from The Voice. Yeah. Go Jake, by the way. He's done great. And he's just from a town over from me that was one of the areas that I worked. And so I know a lot of people that know him. He didn't wake up and win The Voice. He did a lot of work behind the scenes, practicing, playing, singing, perfecting his craft. And that's what's made him successful. That's what makes everybody successful. So that when you do step out into the public arena, if you will, it shows. Because you've done the work behind the scenes.
But let's stay with this deal here.
All right.
Let's talk about who his coach was.
Exactly.
Kelly Clarkson. Mm-hmm. Now, this woman, right, went through the pain and the agony of American Idol and being that.
Yep.
Then went through, this is now, Kelly, who you need to be. Mm-hmm. You got to look like this. You got to be like this. This is a woman with one of the most powerful voices and talents, right?
Right.
Then she went through a time of, where's Kelly? Where's Kelly? Where'd Kelly go? Where's Kelly? Mm-hmm. But then she went through a rising up. And I think that that journey and what Kelly Clarkson went through is why when she coaches these people on The Voice, they get a whole different flavor of stuff from her, right?
Exactly.
People that look at her and say, man, don't be wearing that dress, Kelly. I mean, think about it. Everything, but you must admit the game changer for Jake. You got to admit it. The song choice to sing Desperado, Lord of Mercy.
Exactly.
Benny got to find that song. Benny's got to find that.
And that's a song that even, you know, used to remind me of my grandfather because he was the type of person that really went out there and made his own way in the world. And that's what a lot of us really need to be doing, but we fail to do so because we get caught up in the snooze button, the sleepwalking, if you will. We just go through our day with our regular habits, our regular routines, our regular attitudes, our regular thoughts, and we let that drive our bus instead of us driving the bus the way we should and for the reason that we are here. Yeah. And you are exactly right. And even with Kelly, she didn't just wake up one morning and become a star. She had to do a lot of work behind the scenes when nobody was looking. That's the thing. That's the integrity. When nobody's looking, that's when the work happens. And that's when the soul stretching success happens. So with that, once people start looking and you start stepping out there because you've taken the opportunity to work on your unique skills and abilities, prepare your craft, perfect your craft, improve your craft, that's when everything begins to change. And even with Kelly, when she went, she made it, but then she kind of went back under for a little while. But what was she doing? She was preparing and learning and even building her craft to a greater place. we always should be building and growing and improving. And that is exactly what she's done. And it's made her bigger and better.
Well, don't you think that's what we all do? That's what, you know, like you're going through right now yourself. And I get to work with you on it. I mean, you know, people don't know what goes on behind the scenes, right?
No.
Or to bring this message forward, right?
Yeah.
But let's share a little bit about it, because someday you're going to take this leg of your journey and you're going to write about it. And
yes,
you're going to sit and describe scenarios like I just described on a previous show with Dr. Jen Royster, where I was at my worst in 09. I was 100 pounds heavier. I was looking at a wheelchair, going to shop for a wheelchair. My 14-year relationship was like, hasta la vista, baby. We don't care who you are, Dr. Pat. I am called to be alone. I'm thinking to myself, who says stuff like that? Who says that to a person? I'm called to be alone. Like, I'm like, if you're called to be alone, Lord, you should be on your own planet. That's what I'm going to do.
No, no, you haven't. At least you didn't get, it's not you, it's me.
I think I did get that. I think I got that. I think I did get it.
It's not it's, you.
I
it's...
think I got that part, but I think I was like, la, 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 la. I think that's the moment I had. I was like, la, 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 la. But this is what we're talking about today, because I was at that moment where I literally could have hit the snooze button right there.
Exactly.
I didn't, though. And I shared a little bit on the last hour. Neither did you. When things start to break down in your life, mm-hmm. when it looks like either you ain't going to make it in a relationship, yet maybe the job you have is not going to well, how about if you're like me and like Terry and you're self-employed? And you are investing thousands of dollars in your career, and people look at you and say, really? You two went to school for 10 years to do what? The resume of life? Oh no, wait, it's soul searching success.
Oh yeah, we left that. Now we're moving on to this.
Yeah, and like Pat, like a doctorate and like winning awards and what? You're crust busting your way to an awesome life? Seriously? Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. And we're going to talk more about how Terry and I had a bust right out of that. Literally, my alarm clock does not have a snooze button now.
Let's well, you're going to make me cry from laughing so hard, and you're fogging up my seeing clearly.
Oh, my God. I can't even see anymore.
We need to get back on track.
Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride Unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Well. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
Break your snooze button habits for good with the Soul Stretching Sisters on the I Am Power Hour with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Pump up your spiritual muscle as we share stories.
Aspire higher.
And live a whole lot larger.
To help you unleash your powered up,
pumped up, I Am Soul Stretching Success.
Anything can happen when we take to the airwaves.
And all things become possible during the I Am Power Hour.
Learn to live in the light and unveil the authentic you with A Time of Healing Radio with me, Felice Diana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in every third Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as I help listeners understand sacred fusion energy and how to connect to the spirit that fuels the very life we live. Explore the journey of spiritual transcendence and ultimately discover the path to peace, love, purpose, and wholeness. For more information, visit atimeofhealing.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Love Desperado.
Oh my God.
Love it when Linda did it. Love it when Eagles did it. Love it when Jake did it. It's all good.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite version?
Probably the Eagles.
Yeah. Mine's Linda Ronstadt. Mine's probably Linda. I'm torn, but I think Linda Ronstadt, special, very special, special woman.
Well, and I saw her special last week, as a matter of fact.
Did you see? Yeah, I did too.
And I didn't realize that when she's the one that helped the Eagles meet.
Exactly.
Because they were working for her. And in the process of that, they wrote Desperado. It didn't go anywhere. She sang it. It went somewhere. And then it became a big hit for them. Just how things work.
But that is how collaboration works. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's great to have all of you tune in to the I Am Power Hour, Soul Stretching Success, Terry J. Walker and me, Dr. Pat. You know, what we're doing now is we're really talking about how to take ownership of your life and get in the game. And, you know, before we go any further, a couple of things I want you to know about Terry. You know, part of the process when you join us is we do a number of different things and everybody's different. But in the realm of stepping out into the world and saying, I want to create something new in my life, there is a process and an energy. And part of what you're hearing today is about soul stretching success, which you're going to be hearing more about when you look at the brand new website and imagery and messaging from Terry. And right now it's really under the I Am Power Hour, but pretty soon you're going to see it under Soul Stretching Success. And the building of this website in itself is a journey and a process, and it takes on a life of its own, but it also requires that you, Terry, and anyone that does this work has to own their messaging. Right?
Yes.
Has to own what they're doing in the world so that things can be brought forward. Mm-hmm. And I want to ask you about that because it's also talking about playing the game of life. You know, when I first met you, you were out there doing interviews about the resume of life. And many people may or may not know about that book. But I want to ask you about this because playing at the game of life has multiple aspects of it. Mm-hmm. Some people say it only has two, winning and losing. But I think it has a third. And I think the third is playing not to lose. See, that's different than winning and losing. But by the very nature, if you play not to lose, you're always in this place in the middle where you don't quite own the game. And I want you to talk about this because this has been your journey, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. You know, and that's pretty much where I was playing not to lose, you know, trying to get the book out there, trying to get the information out there and trying to help other people. But it wasn't, and I just had another publisher call me yesterday and wanted to talk about the book itself. And I said, you know what? I'm tired of chasing the book. The book's going to start chasing me because the bottom line is I've moved on to other things, a soul stretching success that we're creating. I'm so excited about that. And they asked me, why did you write the book? And I said, why, what's my why? And they started laughing because it's like, you know, I've been asked that before, but my why has now even changed even more because I want to help other people, but I needed to heal and work through some of this myself. But that's how we help other people, because my story may become somebody else's guidebook. And that's how everything's interconnected and how we go to help other people. But I want to do more than just write my story. I want to create more to help people more one-on-one, to help them really make the moves. Because, you know, people don't necessarily sit down and read. And I want to be able to work with them and help them. And in turn, it helps me. But that's the work. The work is me having to grow and expand and just quit going through life of playing not to lose, but playing to win and to be able to help others to win as well. What am I willing to give back? That is it. Helping others break their snooze button habit, look at their resume of life, and create the life of their dreams and abundance that they want, need, and desire to create. That thing, that childhood wonder that told us when we were younger. It did me anyway, and I know I'm not the only person here that's happened to, that told us when we were younger, we were here for a reason and a purpose. We had joy. We had freedom. We didn't have a care in the world. I lived on a farm where I had my horses and my dogs and my pets and all of that kind of stuff, and that's all I cared about. And now, in today's world, somewhere I lost all of that through college, through listening to other people, being losing a job because of people being upset for who I loved. And, you know, the kinds of things that I've been through, I've been down the road, I've been knocked down a bunch, but the choice was, do I continue to stay down or do I learn to rise above? That's where the resume of life came from, because I got tired of staying down. But in the process of that and all the losses that I had encountered, but in the process of that, I have stood back up. And this is the whole new Terry, a whole new game and a whole new possibility, working with you, coaching with you, learning from you, and growing with you, and growing with the team at Transformation Talk Radio. I mean, what a fabulous team you have. I can only pray that one day I'm going to have such a fabulous team myself working with me with the Soul Stretching Success Training and Coaching. But with that, it's about staying in the game and winning, but you have got to create it within. You've got to break those snooze buttons, and you've got to do the work.
Yeah. You know, I get asked those questions too, Terry, and I want to just jump back at it. I always get asked, and I'm getting ready to get out and do an entire global tour, because we are getting ready to launch our crowdfunding initiative and our new project. And somebody asked me, why? How did this start? And, you know, there are a couple of videos that you can watch that I think Jessica put back up on the website, an interview of me. Gosh, I don't know what year that was. I think it was 2008 or something. And what I was talking about then is what gets me moving today.
Yeah.
I didn't wake up and say to myself, I want to start a radio show or I want to do a network. I was at a low point in my life in 03. And I literally had the crust-busting card made. I had just created that. And on the back of it, I had written and got it printed on a card that I wanted to reach 1 million people and help them live life full out.
Yes.
That has never changed. That's why I still do what I do.
Right.
Because I think you and I realize that when we have been at places in our lives that were not soul stretching in the way we're talking about, that were soul shrinking, mm-hmm. that really talked to us to make sure we stayed small.
Yeah.
Create too much of a ruckus, didn't really live our dream, those places, right?
Right.
We've had other people come along. I have had more angels in my life than I can even begin to tell you, right?
Exactly.
People that gave me a home when I was homeless, right? A judge that listened to my story about what really happened one night in Plainfield, New Jersey, and looked at me and said, you have to be either an incredible liar to tell that story, or that really did happen that way. And I think about the people and the bosses I've had mm-hmm. in the workplace. Doris Stoner, who hired me in the phone company after being out 48 days in my senior year of high school, and said, I see something in you. This is why you and I are here today, because yep. we see that. We know it of our listeners. Isn't it true? Right?
It's very true. It's very true. And I know there's a bunch of people listening today that I do know, that know me and have seen the growth and the change and all of that kind of stuff. But I also have that to give back to them, to believe in them and to believe in their truth. I know a lot of their stories as well. And all of our stories are intertwined. We've all had failures. We've all fallen off the horse. But did we get back up? And we've all had losses. But how we responded to that was how the outcome came to be. I mean, that's eventually what the outcome is going to be. An event plus response equals the outcome. So with that being said, I mean, that's where we are. And, you know, I've had losses and I'm ready to respond to it accordingly and move on to create a better life.
Yeah.
Instead of staying down, when you restrict yourself, you bring in more problems, you bring in more stress, you bring in more anxiety, you bring in more depression. That's restriction. That's when you're just down there and you don't want to do anything anymore. You failed and you're not willing to get back up. But when you expand yourself, you open up to the yes, to the growth, to the openness of being able to have more, be more, become more. And that is exactly what we're here to do in any given situation.
Yeah. And we're going to talk about a component, right? As we move into 2020, it is probably one of the most important components for all of you to hear us talk about today. And I say this because it's one of the things that you rarely will see at all on anything that I write about who I am or what I'm going to do. But I will tell you that we're going to be sharing something with you that is game changing for 2020. It is the one thing that if you don't have it, moving into this year, setting the tone for the decade, you might find yourself in a bit of chaos, a lot of confusion, and not knowing which way to go. Let's take a short break, everybody. When we come back, it is a word that is used often, but rarely to express how to energize yourself, how to catalyze yourself, and how to activate yourself. We'll be right back.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web, drdarvish.com.
Your eternal purpose is calling out to you each and every day. Are you listening? Tune in to Dynamic Destiny Radio with Coach Pete Cafarcio every first and third Wednesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to be your authentic self and live the life that you were destined for. Learn practical tools to discover your purpose and conquer other fears that keep you stuck in a life of mediocrity. Learn more about Coach Pete by visiting PeteCoaching.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Some people dream of freedom before they know it even once. What happens when we find ourselves in unimaginable freedom? Retired, children are grown, we've moved on from caregiving, and don't know what to do with all that time you never had before. Well, it's your life. It's up to you now. On the hit new show, Fresh Courage, it's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Oh, Benny.
I can see all obstacles in my way.
Yeah, you can. Got to do it.
Good thing I'm not trying to be a singer, isn't it?
that ship has sailed for me. That ship has sailed when I thought I was Janis Joplin. But do you know what, though? It's so funny. When I was 9, I got sent to my first psychiatrist meeting. My folks sent me a psychiatrist because I thought I was Elvis Presley.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I did. I did. Wow. I mean, it got to be a little bit much because, like, all I would do is dress like Elvis Presley. And as a kid, I had really dark black hair. And so I would, like, do the Elvis Presley hair. And one day I started to go to school like that. And my stepmom said in her southern voice, "Oh, honey, you ain't leaving the house like that." She's like, "That ain't going to happen."
That ain't going to happen.
I loved Elvis. I don't know what to say. But you can love Elvis, but there does require a level of discipline in our lives. This is the takeaway that I was talking about. Before I do, Terry, two things. What is the phone number, the best number for people to call you to get a free consult about coaching, to talk to you about, you know, soul stretching success coaching, all of the above, right?
You can find me at iampowerhour.com at this point in time as well. And the website is coming along beautifully.
Yeah.
And then awesome. My phone number is toll free at 888-426-7697. And that equates to 888-IAM-IAM-POWER, P-O-W-R. So feel free to give me a call. Let's talk and we'll set up a free coaching consultation and get you started on the soul stretching success, because it's a great program. I am so excited about it and it's working in a lot of ways.
Yeah. I mean, for a lot of people, you know, your life and recent experiences you have, they sometimes can overshadow. And one of the things I was struck by in talking with you and working with you, I was struck by a couple of things. I said to you something like, "Terry, do you have a resume? And I want to see your, I'm working with you on the website. I just want to get a sense." And then I got two different resumes from you.
Yeah.
And what I looked at, when I looked at these, I thought to myself, whoa, this is a woman that understands, you know, both the psychological aspects of well-being as well as the physical, that knows what it takes for people, individuals, and people in organizations to change and transform. And once I looked at that, I was struck by what we're about to talk about today.
Yeah.
Because in order for us to achieve the lofty goals that are being shown to us for 2020, the word that comes to mind is the word discipline. And discipline has a what do you call it? A kissing cousin.
What that too. Scary.
It is scary. That's like, those two soul stretching sisters, they are talking scary now. Yes, it has that, but it also has another kissing cousin. And the kissing cousin discipline has, right, is accountability.
Yes.
So they are the DA of your goals. Mm-hmm. They are going to watch out for whether or not you grab for that snooze button one more time, or you literally get up today and do something. Right. Tell us about how discipline has shaped your life, because I saw your resume.
Well, you got to understand, my father was a lieutenant colonel in the Army, Green Beret, Purple Heart, and Bronze Star veteran. So there was a little discipline in my house growing up. But I went from one thing to another as far as sports and things like that. But I always wanted to be the best. And I was in tennis, I was in softball, and I played golf. And with all of that, you know, you have to be disciplined to be involved, to show up at practice, to be all in at practice, to expand and be willing to take constructive feedback and be willing to grow. But it's practice, and that's exactly what it is. And even getting out of bed in the morning, do you make your bed? I mean, that's a discipline. But it also is kind of a cousin to habits, because you're either disciplined or you're not, but what are your habits going to be as well? I mean, are you undisciplined in your habits, or are you disciplined with habits that are going to help you to improve?
I got an email this morning. I get the emails. I get a lot of emails. I have 37 emails accounts, right?
Right.
For the various aspects of what we do, right?
Right.
I get an email this morning and it says, 2020 starts today. I looked at my calendar and I said, wait a minute. You can't possibly be a coach and be talking to me about 2020 starts today. And then I read it further. And the reality is, what this person was saying was, hey, if this email got your attention, chances are you are not even aware that 2020 started 8 days ago.
Exactly. That's true.
But the other part of this is, 2020 can start today.
Yep.
Are we going to be accountable for how we start today, Terry? Are you?
I am.
Oh, boy.
I work to do that every single day.
I'm working on it, though.
And first, I had to break the snooze button. Then, yeah. Then I had to decide what my routines were and to break those habits and become disciplined in the ones that are going to help me to succeed. I can either sit on the couch.
You can sit on that TV. I've sat on the TV. I have done that before.
Yeah, back in those
That's back in the day when I was drinking. I don't drink anymore.
There's the discipline. See, you can drink, and you're disciplined to know that you should.
Oh,
but, I mean, getting up every morning, making the bed, these are disciplines. These are habits that you are disciplined about doing to make the most of your day and to do things that's going to expand you, take care of you, improve you in whatever direction that needs to go in. Instead of coming home and eating a cheeseburger and watching TV and turning on the news or whatever it is, or the social media or all those games, are you disciplined enough to do something that's going to be beneficial to you, like read, or do something that you need to be doing that's going to bring out in the canvas for you, if you will, writing something new, giving yourself credit for what you've accomplished in that day, to have some joy, to go work out, to whatever it is to budget your checkbook. You know, these are all disciplines that if we just let them go and let them go, or habits that we just let go, we're going to find ourselves in a hole that we're going to have a hard time crawling out of. And discipline is the key to all of this, because you've got to be willing and disciplined to do whatever it takes and to continue to do whatever it takes to improve yourself, your life, your career, your finances, your social realm, your relationships, whatever it is, that your physical body. It takes discipline. And it's also, I wrote about in the resume of life, I called it building your spiritual muscle.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing.
Yeah.
As for when people work out and they want to build their physical muscles, they want to get in better shape, they want to work out, they want to do things to make them feel better and to increase their energy. But the spiritual muscles, the same way. You've got to be able to expand, increase, improve the mind and the spirit, and feed it positive things, you know, nutrition and all of that kind of stuff. Same with physical muscles. You're building your spiritual muscle as well. And it's all about growth and expansion, but it's all about being disciplined to do that. Do you eat the big donut in the morning, or do
Stop
you
it.
Have something
Stop
healthy?
It. Stop it. We found this great donut place around the corner from our new offices.
Well, there you go.
I'm kidding. I mean, we you know, we found this, and Linda's like, well, you know, like it's a holiday, right? So I looked over at it and I thought, you know, I'm not really a donut person. I can go in there because they have coffee. So we go in there. Here we go. There's a lesson. Look, everybody, there's a lesson in what I'm about to say. Really, there is. There's
She's
a lesson.
Got it.
And we go, we're pulling up and we're like, it was like, we went in for the holiday, and I think Nate was sick and Zach was sick. So it's just me, Jessica, and Linda. And we're like holding the fort down. And so we find this little place, and I said, let's go in here. I want to get espresso. So we go in, the donuts. So this is not a major donut joint, right? Okay. But here's the lesson. So you go in and you look and you think, what is it that I could find that would get my attention, that would break down the walls of self-control for me, right? You shouldn't have gluten of any kind. It was the donut with about a quarter of an inch thick of bacon on it.
Oh.
That did it.
That must be a northern thing.
I don't know what. No, that's a southern thing. Those donuts with bacon on it. Oh, my mama made them. But here's the thing, though.
Sweet and savory, sweet and salty. It's the best.
Thank you, Benny.
You're welcome.
And it didn't have just a little bit of bacon on it. It had these real bacon.
Double okay, so cut, we, thick on double, all sides. Right, okay, I'm getting hungry right now.
Then it had like the donut with the glaze on it. And it was not a fat donut. It was a little thin donut. And I walked in there and all discipline was gone. Now, here's what I want to say about discipline. If you do it once, right? What's that expression? Shame on me. I don't even know the expression. Here's my point. We didn't just do it one day. We went back for those donuts every day. And I'm paying for it now. But I know it's a funny story, but there's something about it, though, we have to look at.
Right.
We have to look at how badly do we want our dream?
Exactly.
Are you all in, Terry, with soul stretching success?
Absolutely.
As a way of life for you? When I came up with the crust busting ideas, my friends one day when we were having coffee, brought in a gag to gag me because all I would talk about was crust busting. I would talk about it. I would tell them that we gave Christina Aguilera a crust busting award. All I wanted, I was so obsessed with it.
Yeah.
But isn't that part of what you need to be?
You have to be. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to. No doubt about it. And you have to be disciplined to be able to sit down and write the modules, write the programs, and be able to meditate and know what you're doing and remember what you've done and know where you're going and stay focused, stay intent. And somewhere you've got to keep the motivation and the accountability to be able to do it. And at the end of the day, I can give myself a little celebration, a pat on the back for either small wins or bigger wins. But no matter what, I had to remain disciplined because that is my dream. That's what I want to be able to present and give to the world. And I'm all in. I'm obsessed with it. I'm focused on it. When I talk to people, it's like, you know, we're having this conversation, and yet that's soul stretching because that's how we're bringing it out. And that's how we live, or we can live our lives. And that way you enhance and improve your life to the best of your ability.
Yeah, I look, there are a couple of things we want to talk about today in look bringing this all together, right?
Yes.
I want to talk about the idea of what you're building in the Soul Stretching Success Coaching Platform, because people might be listening to this and thinking to themselves, wow, this has been like, I love this, but what does soul stretching involve? So let's talk about the model that you've created so that folks know that whether you're working with people in their careers, in their love life, in their medical, there is a formula that you've learned from your life experience. Let's talk about what that is, what the meaning of the I am is all about.
Well, I am basically is two very, very powerful words for what you put after them creates your reality. And after I'd written the resume of life, these are one of the things that I learned through my journey with that was how powerful the I am is. And that what you do put after it does create your life once you begin to feel it, recognize it, know it, and believe it. And so with that, the I am became for my company called Inspire and Motivate, IAM. And then it has grown from there for the soul stretching success to create the model. So basically, all of this stuff that I have done has now come together and fit together as a whole through I, Inspire, A, Action. And we can also use that as accountability. And M, motivation, equals T, transformation. So inspire, action, and motivation can lead or will lead to transformation. And that is the whole overview of what soul stretching success is about.
Yeah. I want to tell you something. Let's kick this into high gear right now. I know we got about 6 minutes left, but I need to do it. I remember back in the day when the whole radio thing, and Benny and I've been together 16 years.
Ooh.
I know it. I mean, we shared a goldfish together that grew to be the size of a sea bass.
Wow.
The thing was huge.
It was gigantic.
It was massive.
Brought him on
like my own little guy.
Oh my God. It was like, I actually did a show on this, which I'm not going to take time to talk about today, but I actually did a show on the whole goldfish lobster thing. And it was all about relationships, right? What I learned. But here's what I want to talk with you about. And I'm hoping we're going to do this on the next show, or maybe we'll do a spontaneous show. This 2020 is the year of ginormous dreams.
Yes.
It is. And I want to talk about discipline from that perspective. This is the year where our dreams must start out as big, and then let's look at them and then say, now it needs to be bigger. That is a discipline too, Terry, yes. Isn't it?
Yes.
And it's scary.
Yeah, it is.
And Isn't it scary for you to have a big dream? I know I'm scared of my dream. But then I talked to Nate about it. Nate's like, yeah, I can't wait for us to do it. Yay. Right? I'm not kidding. He's like, yeah, it's going to be so good. I can't wait. Like, yeah, it's going to be like, you know, totally the next dimension. And yeah. I'm thinking to myself, I need to borrow his faith.
Exactly. I mean, you know, it's all the education, all of the things that have come together that have kind of, the stars have aligned finally for once. And yeah. It's all been kind of brought together for 2020. I can see clearly now. And that's kind of the way I'm looking at it. And to create the soul stretching success, not only create it, but launch it is huge. I mean, the power that's behind that and that stands behind that is amazing. And it's more, you know, when we have a dream and we know there's something bigger than ourselves, that's exactly what it is. It's something bigger than myself that I'm working to use to help others to, you know, work into what they need to do for their lives and to create the life of abundance and joy that we all deserve, to grow into the passion and the purpose of why we are here. We can do one of two things. We can either let life create us, or we can create life. There's the show. I mean, so and that's basically soul stretching success, where I've got the education, the ability, the background, whether it's with companies or whether it's with coaching individuals, to help pull all of this together, whether it's the educational psychology, the counseling, the working in the mental health field, the working in the outside mental health field in sales, if you will, and working with all kinds of personalities to be able to bring this together as a complete package is just phenomenal. And it's just growing and growing. It'll always be growing and it'll always be improving. But man, I am just so excited about it. I can't hardly stand it.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to be talking about in some of the future shows, we're going to be talking the difference between success and soul stretching. And that's going to be a fun show. I'm hoping that's going to be our next show. Yeah. Because the word success in itself is a word that flows off of everybody's mouth.
Yes.
But if you're like me, where you've had more not successes than successes in your life, right? Mm-hmm. You know, it is one of those things that you have to get used to saying, I am successful. I am the power hour. I am that thing. And that's the work you do, is to help people stand in that power. Terry, look it. This has been a fabulous show. Thank you for today. I want to ask you what your personal message is, what you want to leave everybody with.
What we learn from our past, we need to learn and move on. Love yourself today. And let's lean forward into what our future is going to be.
The I Am Hour is over, but the I Am Power possibilities continue. Thanks for tuning in to the I Am Power Hour, Soul Stretching Success, with me, Terry J. Walker.
And me, Dr. Pat, right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, feeling pumped?
You know it. Tune in next time to flex your I Am muscles and supercharge your soul-fueled success.
Let's create greater, aspire higher, live a whole lot larger, because everything you've held in your heart's desire is coming to you right now.
Make sure you listen to all of our shows and check it out at soulstretchingsuccess.com. See you next time.
See you.
next time. Yeehaw! Yeah. Let's roll.